Today is a full moon day. Actually, the fullest will be around midnight. But wanted to pick today to do refuge in Lama Tsongkhapa Day. Very auspicious on a super moon, right? So super moon means the moon's a little closer to the Earth, so feels looks a little bigger, will be a little bit brighter. So clear day today also. Usually Lama Tsongkhapa Day, maybe next week, you know, officially, but I think he won't mind. So combining that with refuge ceremony, so we'll do refuge ceremony and then the Lama Sopa, Lama Chopa offering afterwards. So long ceremony today. Is anybody missing from not getting across Fair Oaks Boulevard that we know? Everyone's here? We wouldn't know, right? But in Dharma practice, it's important to notice like what's missing, what's not there. Usually we only see what's there. You want to see what's not there also. It's all good. So do we do prayers first? Yeah, so let's start. Destroyer, thus gone, fully and perfectly awakened Buddha, endowed with knowledge and good conduct, gone to bliss, knower of the world, helms and minority beings to be tamed, supreme one, teacher of all gods and men, Buddha, foe destroyer, glorious victorious one, Akimini, dear, pay homage, make offerings, and go for refuge. Foe destroyer, thus gone, fully awakened Buddha, endowed with knowledge and great gone to bliss, knower of the world, helmsman of ordinary beings to be tamed, teacher of all gods and men, Buddha, foe destroyer, glorious victorious one, Gimini, may homage, make offerings and go for refuge. Foe destroyer, thus gone, fully and perfectly awakened Buddha, conduct, gone to bliss, knower of the world, helmsman of ordinary beings to be tamed, teacher of all gods and men, Buddha, foe destroyer, glorious and glorious one, Gimini, tear up and homage, make offerings and go for refuge. Before Mary was born,
we took 7 steps on this great earth, and you said, I am supreme in this world. To you, O wise, at that time, I prostrate, completely your body,
the supremely fine form,
ocean of wisdom,
like a golden mountain, that blazes in the three worlds,
supreme protector, to you I prostrate, endowed with supreme marks,
a face like the stainless moon, a color like gold,
homage.
Thank you. Created from dust. Matchless one, now knowledge. To you I prostrate. Omniscient teacher, filled of ocean like merits and good qualities. To the thus gone, I prostrate. Unique, supreme, ultimate meaning. Dharma that brings peace, I prostrate. Seeking the path, abiding in the pure trainings, holy field endowed with good qualities. To the Sangha also, I prostrate.
Homage to the Supreme Buddha. Homage to the
refuge.
Homage to the way of Sangha.
To all being ever without homage. Worthy of respect, bound with bodies as many as all realms, atoms, in all aspects, with supreme faith I pay homage.
Do not commit any non-virtuous actions, but
accumulate virtue and goodness, sleep in your own mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. Star, mirage, lamp, illusions, attain the state of the all-seeing, thereby subduing the enemy of faults. May I liberate migrators from the ocean of existence, stirred by the waves of aging, sickness, and death. I take refuge in the Buddha. I take refuge in the Dharma. I take refuge in the Sangha. I take refuge in the Guru. I take refuge in the Buddha. I take refuge in the Dharma. I take refuge in the Sangha. I take refuge in the Guru. I take refuge in the Buddha. I take refuge in the Dharma. I take refuge in the Sangha. Refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha. And the positive potential I create by listening to the Dharma. May I attain Buddhahood in order to benefit all sentient beings. Beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings their happiness that is free from suffering. May all beings find an equanimity free from holding some close and others distant. With my body, speech, and mind, present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. Your actions accumulated since beginningless time, and rejoice in the virtuous actions of all ordinary and noble beings. Please, Buddha, remain as our guide, turn the wheel of Dharma until samsara ends. Created by myself and others, the two bodhicittas ripen. May I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. I make of a precious jewel mandala, together with other pure offerings and wealth, and the virtues we have collected throughout the three lives, speech and mind, all my masters, my adams, and the three precious jewels, I offer all to you with unwavering faith. Accepting these out of your boundless compassion, please send forth waves of your blessings. Idam Guru Radna Mandala Kanya Tiami. Heart Sutra, yeah.
And then we'll recite the Heart Sutra, which is on page 10. I prostrate to the
Arjuna.
Thus do I hear one time.
The Lord is born on the mass of Vultures Mountain, on Rajagriha. Together with the great community of monks and the great community of bodhisattvas, in concentration on the categories of phenomena called Param Perception. Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Arya, Avalokiteshvara, in the very practice and perfection of wisdom, beheld those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Lineage named who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom. Said that Sattva, Mahasattva, Arya, Avalokiteshvara, and this Shariputra. Shariputra, renowned lineage, practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom. And kind of like this, repeatedly beholding those five aggregates, also as empty of inherent nature. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form is also not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, determination, until the mental factors and consciousness are empty.
Likewise,
all the known are emptiness, characteristic, unused, unceased, stainless, not without stain, nourished, not fulfilled. Bhuta, therefore, in emptiness, no form, no feeling, no examination, no positional factors, no notice, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, no touch, no phenomena.
There is
no mind element, and so on, and up to, including the mind element, no conscious element. Resting units, so on, and up to, including the mind and death, no distinction of aging and death.
Similarly, there is no time,
vision, cessation, and path.
There is no
self-existence, no
reason.
No attainment. Bhuta, therefore, unless there is no attainment, except as maya and doubt, perfection of wisdom,
and doubt of direction,
and
error,
and error has beyond error, they reach the end point of nirvana.
Now,
three times, also manifestly, clearly awakened, unsurpassed, perfect, complete enlightenment, perfection of wisdom.
Therefore,
perfection of wisdom,
the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra equal to
the mantra thoroughly satisfies all suffering, should be known as the truth.
Perfection
of wisdom is declared. Paita, gate, gate, para, gate, para, sangate, lisaha. Sangate Vade Saha. Sattva Shitrain and profound appearance of wisdom like that. Concentration. Sattva Mahasattva. I am Kishvara. Dead, well said from the lineage. It is like that. It is like that. To act as the profound perfection of wisdom, the other thing you hit, and Tagada's voice. As spoken, the Venerable Sharivadiputra, Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Arya, Avalokiteshvara, and surrounding the authority, along with the words of hearts, Sriras, Naras, and Andarvas, are overjoyed and highly praised that spoken by the Bhagavan. Everyone have the refuge text? Yeah. I'm just going to say a few words about refuge and Hope Geshe is too. Refuge as the oldest Buddhist ceremony, you could say. People in India are recorded as hearing the Buddha and then saying, I take refuge and I go for refuge. So through their inspiration and their devotion, they became members either of the monastic community or the householder community. So in India, too, they would sometimes walk around the teacher three times. We're not going to do that today. I don't know if that stayed in Tibet. You know, I don't think so. Walking around three times? Have you ever seen that? You've seen that? Sometimes walk three times around the teacher? I've never seen it. Sometimes when in India, you walk around the Buddha three times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Yeah, circle around. So this is traditionally the way one joins the Sangha. We're doing it very traditionally because I really honor the tradition, not as an abstract idea, but actually my living teachers. So I'm delighted that I think I've lost count, but maybe 10 people taking refuge today. So it's really wonderful. The refuge practice, you can do that practice, you know? So people taking refuge, you can do that as the practice, right? People are saying, well, what practice should I be doing? Well, at least be taking refuge and doing the practice focused in our teacher, Shakyamuni, right? We can do that, you know, you have the text right there. Taking refuge means that we get support and inspiration. It doesn't mean we're perfect yet. So it's about letting in support. We need more support than challenge, isn't that right? So always have more support than challenge. That's why we take the refuge. We learn to go to our teachers and our Sangha members and the teachings for support. And then we're inspired and then we can challenge ourselves some more. So please know, no more individual Buddhists that saying, I have to do it all alone. You're doing it with others, right? Easy. Okay. Geshe, do you want to say a few things? Yeah.
Good morning. It's coming. Thank you very much. Today in our Dhammataka temple and the refuge ceremonies, too many people is coming. Refuge and 10 students, Lama students. Because today is a very special day. This our Gelugpa tradition is founded in Lama Tsongkhapa. He is in the Nirvana in the past way day. And our and Gelugpa old temple, morning to night, and everyone is frying and debating and butter lamp and prayer and teaching is all days we are working in Buddhist, you know, working and frying and merit all day. Today is very special day, dear. Special day until Lama giving and refuge ceremonies. Thank you very much. Because Lama Tsongkhapa, I talking a little bit in Lama Tsongkhapa's history. Lama Tsongkhapa is born in 1359, is born in North Tibet. He's born after 3 years old, he's very magic and special boy. He's reading in text, in the Manjushri text, you know Manjushri, is taking the reading in text. The father, mother is very interesting. Oh, he's in the no talk, he's in no speech, he's reading in text. Here, father, mother, going to his temple. He's in one teacher in Rinchen Thondup, asking, oh, yeah, he's the teacher here, Rinchen Thondup, he's all Tibetan script and memorized texts. After he's in his learning to North Tibet in Amdo, 16 years old. After he's going to his in Lhasa, Tibetan, little bit longer, and going to Lhasa. Lhasa coming, he's in all in lineage in Gagyu, Nyema, Sakya is learning to, and Tantra way, Sutra way is learning. After he's in is thinking, oh, it's my, is founded in Gilbert tradition. Gilbert tradition, he's in, directly contacting Manjushri. Manjushri to asking his poem, wrote a book in Lamrim Chimu time. This time he's in very answer question is Manjushri. After this, he's in the founded in Gilbert tradition. Gilbert tradition because in other lineage, it's very important. Whoever in we are enlightened bodhicitta and mind, you know, enlightened to all part, all learn to change mind. Before in Tibetan Buddhism, actually, all in Tantra way, little bit meditation, you know, right, Babala?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little mantra, meditation, and Tsongkhapa all change. The Gelugpa tradition, whoever in studying, and changing mind. This Gelugpa tradition, I think, is very universal. Now we are thinking in iPad set. Gelugpa tradition. Today is very special. Thank you very much coming. Maybe Lamala long time is taken in the refuge, right? Yeah, that's good. You know. Actually, this in the refuge, you and student remember body, speech, mind. Oh, I have in this in refuge. I am Buddha student, mind change, name change, and hair, the dresses change every day in and thinking and remembering why percept. This is very important. Yeah. Thank you very much.
In our tradition, as Geshe pointed out, Lama Tsongkhapa studied with maybe 50 teachers, something from all the different lineages. So our lineage is kind of like a blend of all the traditions together, with particular emphasis on making the teachings as accessible and clear as possible, making them available to everyone. So that's a big mission in the temple here, is to make the teachings very available to the community. So we read out the refuge practice together, right? And Susan will lead us, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not going to rush through this, just FYI. We're not going to read what happened. So, and we'll all read this together. Visualize your father on your right side.
Your mother on your left, surrounding you, imagine numerous sentient beings, six souls.
Realize that all sentient beings are kind of past and future lives, and that they suffer just as you do. And then there is a compassion for them and for me. I must attain the highest state of the good in order to help all these beings.
You have produced a special virtuous mind. Visualize the field of assembly.
Imagine the vast sky before you.
celestial throne, which is high and wide. Molten, moon and sun.
Seated upon this is your own good teacher, appearing as Shakyamuni Buddha. His body is the color of purified
gold, and he has the crown protuberance upon his head. His right hand is touching the earth. His left is in the gesture of meditative equipoise. It's a begging bowl filled with the nectar of blessings. The saffron-colored religious robes of a monk.
He sits cross-legged in the middle of an aura of light. And his heart is Vajradhara's Buddha. And in Vajradhara's heart is a Buddha moon who's radiating light. Behind Shakyamuni Buddha is another light throne with a cushion of lotus, moon, and sun, upon which Vajradhara is seated, surrounded by teachers belonging to the lineage of the Russian practice. On Shakyamuni Buddha's right, surrounded by
teachers in the lineage of extensive deeds, is Manjushri, surrounded by teachers and lineage of profound view. Surrounded by the teachers with whom you have religious connection, the direct lineage from Buddha down to your own root teacher. Bodhisattvas, self-aware ones,
heroes,
heroines, protectors of the Dharma, and wisdom deities.
In front of each, on a jewel stand, their own religious teachings appear as volumes of scripture whose nature is right. In inconceivable manifestations, each of the assembly great radiates in different directions, subduing all sentient beings according to their capacities.
The entire assembly is gazing in with great joy.
Next, we say,
I owe to refuge to the Buddha.
Sincerely reciting this prayer, cause streams of nectar to flow forth from the bodies of all the Buddhas, including Vajradhara and others. As these streams enter the bodies and minds of all other beings, they purify everyone of all the minds.
After considering the blessings of the Dharma mind, wisdom beings, protector of the Dharma, hero, heroines, self-enlightened ones, heroes and bodhisattvas. Yourself and all others, they purify everyone from all the defilements. All others think, all come under the protection of the Sangha. Ready to deliver you from the suffering of cyclic existence.
As they recite this clearly, promising to help you to rejoice.
Yes. Thus, in prayer, with tears pouring forth from your eyes, and the hairs of body standing on it, all for refuge. For refuge in this way, go for refuge, conjoining it with the generation, the altruistic aspiration for enlightenment. Protect not only himself, but also his relatives and friends. You chiefly think of the needs of sentient beings. Right? I go for refuge in the mind, the Dharma, and the Supreme. Flow forth from the bodies, all members of this self. Minds of yourself and all others, drawn from all lands. Bodies of all are transformed into pure, clear light. Their lives spanned, and all knowledge of both aspects of the Dharma are expanded and increased in everyone. Lessons of the three jewels have entered myself and all others. I'm Shakyamuni Buddha. Light emanate from your transformed body. Alleviating their suffering. Put a circle around your heart.
So we're going to say the mantra 21 times, and we'll do it out loud, all of us together. And the way it goes is Tayata Om Muni Muni. Maha Muni. So on.
Tayata Om Muni Muni. Maha Muni. So on. Muni Muni Maha Muni Saha. Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Saha. Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Saha. Tata Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Saha. Tata Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Saha. Tata having taken refuge, we pledge to uphold the five precepts just to support our Dharma practice in the power and practice of others. We undertake the precept of refraining from killing. I undertake the precept of refraining from stealing. I undertake the precept of refraining from lying. I undertake the precept of refraining from sexual misconduct. I undertake the precept of refraining from alcohol. I acknowledge each and every misdeed.
I rejoice in the mercy of all living beings.
I hold in my mind the thought of enlightenment and the Buddha. Due to the Dharma and the Sangha, I go for refuge until enlightenment. In order to fully accomplish the purposes of others, I will generate the aspiration for enlightenment.
At the end of the session, envision a ray of light radiating from Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha then
melts in the space between your two eyebrows.
Imagine it was receiving a blessing of
all the fields of assembly. Generating this superior aspiration, I will cherish all sentient beings and perform the beautiful highest deeds of enlightenment. May I achieve Buddhahood to help all sentient beings. Maham. The basic structure here in the ceremony is we get support from the Lama, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, all the protectors and all our teachers, all the beings. And we also generate the aspiration to wake up and benefit others by developing bodhicitta, the spirit of awakening. The energy that just can't stand that other people are suffering, the people that we love and also the people we don't love are suffering. So we vow to do our best to wake up and learn to be professional bodhisattvas. And we end with the precepts, which is a reminder not to harm ourselves. First thing is, stop it. Stop harming yourself. So people sometimes think, we get into the details about precepts. It's very simple. Are you harming yourself? Are you harming others? That's that simple. So most of the reminder we need is not to harm ourselves, right? So that's why the precepts are put in like kind of the negative. It's kind of the Hinayana precepts are negative, like don't run across the street without looking, right? Don't run with scissors or things like that, right? Simple. So we want you to take care of yourselves, feel inspired, and get the support. So because we have interesting situation, we're going to have two people come up at the same time. So I'll call two people once, and you can both do bows at the same time, and then one person will stand while the other person's kneeling. So you'll have a refuge buddy. Geshe-la, I was talking earlier, like do this, and then they both go over there.
Okay, so you want one to stand.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a kneeling pillow. That's kind of hard, yeah. That's good. No, just one.
Just one.
Yeah. Yeah. So there. Just in front of me is fine. Yeah. Just in front of me is fine. Yeah. Yeah. Just like. Yeah. No. Yeah. The Buddha's last words, which we know are pretty true because all the traditions attest to them, all composite things are impermanent. Okay. I know, you know, so then, you know, trust your own awareness and practice with energy. Yeah? These last words are important, you know. What would be our last words? Somebody asked us, you know. So I know we always like to have things planned out. But and mostly planning works. You know, we do want to plan, but then little. So lines are us training for real life, isn't that so? We plan and then slightly changes or something. So through the changes, we get to manifest Ranjung Yeshe, right? Do you know Ranjung Yeshe? So, Dirk, how would you translate Ranjung Yeshe? Self-arisen primordial wisdom, just spontaneous, the spontaneous world. Yeah. Okay, so we have, we'll start with Noel and Janice. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, try that. Yeah, Janice, you go first, and then I like that. Yeah, easy. Yeah. So, do you know what you're doing? Yeah, you're taking refuge too. She said, I'm getting my haircut. It's very concrete, you know. It's like they go to the psychiatrist's office. What brings you here? The bus, you know. It's very good. You're oriented times three, you know. That's very good. Teasing you, okay? It's all right. Yeah, okay. So I can't hear. So, Ishi Tinley means like roughly primordial, the activity of primordial awareness. Yeah. Don't you think that's good? Yeah, okay. So please get blessing from refuge from Geshe-la too. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. That's good. If you can do a full prostration, you know, just bow like da, 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 like that, right? So, some of us have really bad knees. You know, that's okay, even beginning. Yeah, so like that. Yeah, tinli, yeah. Yeah, tinli, yeah.
Yeah, maybe some your form, Sangha's meeting temple, this name is, we are using it, that's good, you know?
Yeah.
Our temple is, too many is in Sangha students have little bit in second level.
Yes.
Coming,
yeah, right? That's right.
All Sangha meeting, this name very interesting. Ishi Tingli.
Yeah.
Ishi Tingli. How about the Susan name? Ishi? You name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ishi?
Yes,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember, Tingle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you have a pen?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Can I cut your hair? Eshe Sonam. How would you translate Sonam?
Sonam.
Yeah, Sonam.
Merit.
Yeah, merit. Merit. Yeah, merit means like, we need the two, you need the accumulations of merit and wisdom. Merit means all the positive qualities, all the good energy. All right.
Lama is cutting it longer. You're too small.
That's right. Okay. Then Heather and Mia. Where is Heather and Mia? Heather, yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's put there. Didn't get there. Yeah. Oh, no. Do you know what you're doing? What are you doing? Yeah, that's true. Okay. Yeah. Oh, no. So Sewang, it's like Geshe-la was just telling me, like a friend of his, Geshe Sewang, is visiting in Sacramento. So it means like live. Wang means energized or empowered. Yeah. Okay.
I like it.
You want a different one?
No, I love it.
Sometimes lamas change the name right, and you know, at the last minute, you know, just change based on someone's energy, you know. But I'm not going to change yours. Okay. Yeah. So please offer Geshe-la. Yeah. Then Mia. Yeah, you do this, yeah. That's good. So, do you know what you're doing?
Yes.
Can I cut your hair? Yeah, I guess so. Okay. That's a good one, right there. Yeshe Lamo, Lama means like goddess. That's nice, you know? Yeah. So it means goddess in our tradition, like particularly inspiring others, right? Being radiant, that's easy for you, right? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Thank you. Lama, goddess. Is she Lama?
Some of you know some. Good pictures.
Yeah.
And protect like, is our in. Because Buddhist in protected on lamas and ladies, deity.
Yeah.
So maybe our protector room is a very good picture you're looking for, right? Maybe face is him. Thank you.
Geshe-la is talking about like, one of the main protectors for Tibet and for temple here, and of course Sarah J. Paldon Lamo, glorious goddess, usually depicted in very fierce, wrathful form. Yeah, when His Holiness Dalai Lama escaped during the uprising, he just brought like one Tanka, Paldon Lamo, with him. You know, on his back, rolled up, brought Paldon Lamo Tanka. So when Tibetan hear Lamo, usually hear Paldon Lamo, you know, protector. And then Ashley and Peggy together. Yeah. actually you first, yeah. Yeah. Way to go, Peggy. Yeah, take off. Kata, yes. That's good, yeah. Perfect. Hmm. Thank you for making the decision. Welcome to Sacramento. Yeah. It's okay if I cut your hair? Mm-hmm. 6 inches, okay? Ishi Linda. Linda means like miraculous, like. The energy of unexpected miracle. It's interesting, isn't it? It's a miracle you're here, isn't it? It's miraculous, isn't it? Yeah. We say causes and conditions in Hinayana, you know, it sounds a little bit too scientific sometimes, you know, but actually it's very auspicious miracle we're together, isn't it? Yeah. Lundup. How would you translate Lundup? Lundup, like miracle, kind of miraculous energy.
Lundup.
Yeah, yeah, Lundup, yeah. It's hard, a little hard.
Yeah, a little bit hard. Actually, this week good. This your work, studying, I always coming, river water you coming, right?
Yeah.
This time, you're not quickly, no slow, this and you studying Buddhism, you slow coming. Very good heart stuff, you know? Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, thank you. Do you know what you're doing, Peggy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do. Big time. She said, big time.
So grateful.
Oh, good. Well, let's see. Ishi Doma. Doma is Tara, you know, so we do a lot of Tara practice here at Sarah J. They do 21 Taras practice every day, right? And now we're going to have like Tara garden, right? Do you like gardening? Flowers?
Minor in horticulture.
She had a minor in horticulture, so you're in. So the gardening committee is Dana and Roberta and Sharon, right? You get along well with others, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Garden's a good way to get along with others. Yes. Plant seeds, cultivation. Bhavana means cultivation, right? So Tara. Yeah, so get blessing from Geshe-la and refuge from Geshe-la too, okay?
Shibullah. Yeah. Yours maybe reading is very short. mantra, Om Tari, Tu Tari, Turi So. Remember, every day you, it's morning, sleeping, eating time. Om Tari.
Tu Tari.
Turi So.
Turi
So. Yes. You memorize it maybe all time. You're walking, reading, and driving, sleeping time, all Om Tari, Tu Tari, Turi So. Just read the time, meditation time. Oh, it's my health, good life, good long life, very health, you is time. Thank you.
And Stephen and Javier put the guys together. Gotta be bros, gotta be bros, okay? Bros, all right? That's good. Yeah, okay. I want to give you a big haircut.
Just make sure.
Just make sure. Just even. Okay. Perfect. Oh, Mahan. Ishi Basang. So, yeah. Excellent primordial awareness. How would you translate Basang? Like just.
Basang.
Just. Really. Just.
Very,
Pasang. Yeah.
Pasang is maybe Friday.
So,
now you Pasang, you talk about Mongolian Pasang?
Kind of same, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
All good. All good.
Yeah, it's just. And yeah, it's all good, excellent. Everything's just like it's great. It's like all good.
Pasang meaning all goodness. You know, you're studying goodness and gym book goodness, driving goodness, and all that is good.
You do. Yeah, it's like you do. Yeah, you do every. You do everything well. You know, everything you do just has grace. Everything. Is, yeah, like that.
Thank you. No more studying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, come on. Yeah, it's coming on. So. Yeah. It's good. Can I cut your hair a little bit? Yeah. Oh my. Oh. Yeshe Jigme, fearless primordial awareness. So you just said, I just want to do refuge. Kind of not so many questions. You want to do it, right? You took a leap, didn't you? That's great. You know what you wanted and you just went for it. Fearless. That's good. Jigme.
Jigme is actually this power.
Yeah, power. Yeah.
Our in the Buddhist tradition is, you know, we are giving in refuge and Vishnu is taking in refuge. Name very important. Name. It's very good name is taking in this student's name is very important.
Yeah.
You know, there's no bad name. It's very good power. It's good studying. All in Buddhist name. Because this lineage, Buddha too is coming after his coming till 2005 years. This lineage coming after in his Lama. This lineage, this refuge, and Bodhicitta vows, and Tantra vows, and very important, you know. This is very important. This lineage is in too many years in coming. Mm-hmm. Very important. Thank you, power. She power. She's the meaning in, you know, this mind, Buddha mind.
Yeah, Buddha mind. Yeah. And Andrew and Harriet. Yeah. Yeah, good. Yeah, be gentle on your knees. Slow. I heard the cracking. Ready. Okay, a little bald spot right there. It'll happen when you're my age. You get the little. Okay, very good. So, Yeshe Choden, so Dharma devotion, just really devoted. It's really like, you know, primordial awareness and devoted to that, right? Just kind of like you're devoted to your music, right? Like you're devoted to your dharma, yeah. But the truth, total truth, yeah. How would you say Choden, like?
Choden.
Yeah.
Choden is actually is Buddha. Choden with the body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Choden.
Yeah, Choden, like Choden Rinpoche.
Choden. Yeah. Studying.
Yeah.
Former David, awaiting sign.
Everything what?
What is the
primordial awareness? Yeah. Yeah, devoted like.
Buddha is the Dharma.
Yeah, devoted to the Dharma. Yeah. Yeah, good. Yeah, it. Okay, beautiful hair. Just 1 inch less. Yeah, good. So, Yeshe Losang. Losang can be translated like fine mind or like intelligent, you know, like that. So every time I meet with Harriet, I feel smart, you know? So that's good. Losang, it's like Losang Drakpa, Tsongkhapa was Losang Drakpa. Like that. So wonderful. Losang.
Intelligent.
Yeah, intelligent, you know? Intelligent, yeah, it's like really. Mm-hmm. So congratulations. Congratulations to refuge people in the past. People have taken refuge or like wearing simple white cotton or silk zen. So I thought that would be good for our Sangha to remind ourselves that we're householder yogis, that we're doing the highest yoga practice while at the same time having responsibilities, right? And also to inspire us to do retreat, solo retreat too, this group retreat and solo retreat, just as Milarepa did, you know. So it's nice. Some people decide to wear like it helps, right? Also, you know, it's like you're wearing just simple Zen, like not any particular school. Just saying, I'm just practicing, right? That's good. So thank you, everybody. Now we're going to do the silk offering, right? Yeah. Break. Need a break? Would you come back after the break? How many people on break? Raise hand. Okay. 5 minutes. Okay. Yeah, you can take picture of refugees.
Yeah, I just coming.
Let me see yours for a second. Yeah, I know. So you got to put your name on it. I swear, I had this vision of you when you came up, so I switched it. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. Get a picture. Yeah, so you gave me a big flash when you walked up. So how do you do that, you know?
When you were at the temple the other day, at the other temple, that other place we were.
Yeah. Yes. Heart to heart. Yeah. Yeah, I think like. Yeah, that's it. There's activity. We have activity. That's the exchange, energy exchange. It's beautiful. Yeah. Okay. What do you think? Ask Geshe-la. Yeah, what should we do? Like,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, after you is
yeah.
Kind of offering?
Yeah.
Kind of
offering?
Yeah.
Yeah, after.
Okay,
yeah. When?
I had
stress. Oh, yeah, sure. No, that's fine. I just like to raise hands. I was like, who wants to take it? Yeah, it's nice. It's going nice. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I'm just going to make a real short sort of the way this works. As we go through this, we will be offering some ritual foods to the master. And you'll see that. That's on page 4. And after that, then we have all of this. And this will all be offered to the masters as well as to all of you. So people will be coming around with plates and napkins and lunch bags, because you get to take some home. And then all of this stuff will get offered to you, and then we'll have kind of a pause. So people will eat and chat, and the teachers will probably talk to us about this, that, and you know, I'm sure you've got something that you want to say, right? Yeah. And then when they decide the time, we'll start back and pick up the text again and finish the text. Okay, so there'll be a big pause. So if you have to get up again, you can.
All right. Okay. Sure. You want to say what it is?
Hmm? Oh.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, offering.
It's an offering.
Offering, yeah.
Blessed.
Yep.
Okay, so, start on page 1. Okay. We'll read all of this together. Then we get to the offering of the master on page 58. And then we stop reading. Verse 58. Verse 58, yeah, whatever. Not page 58. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Then the state of emptiness from my own comes the blue, bow-shaped wind mandala, marked with banners. on top of which form Ram, comes a red triangular fire mandala. On top of that, from Oz, come a grade of three human heads, on top of which comes an Ah, comes a white skull cap. Inside it, in the east, from Prum, comes the flesh of a bull marked with Go. In the south, from Nam, comes the flesh of a dog marked with Ku. In the west, from Rim, comes the flesh of an elephant marked with a Da. In the north, from Akam, comes the flesh of a horse marked with a Ha. And in the center, from Hung, the flesh of a human marked with Va. In the southeast, from Alam, comes fishes marked with a B. In the southwest, from Alam, comes blood marked with a Ra. In the northwest, from Palm, comes white bodhicitta marked with a Shu. In the northeast, from Atam, comes Naro marked with a Ma. In the center, from Abam, comes Urine marked with a Mu. On top of this are a white Om, a red Ah, and a blue Hong, stacked one on top of the other. In the Hong, my heart, light rays emanate, striking the wind, whereby the wind moves, the fire blazes, and the substances in the skull melt and boil. Light rays emanate successively, hooking back the Vajra body, Vajra speeds, and Vajra mind, which is all manifestly. The home, the faults of color, odor, and potential are cleansed. By means of the Ah, it is transformed into nectar. By means of the Om, it increases and becomes huge. Om Ah, Om, 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 Om. In the grand play of pristine awareness, all places of Vajra fields and all structures majestic Vajra places, oceans of clouds and Vajra Vajra things, all objects are imbued, glory of all wishes. Jewels of refuge, bearers, dakinis, dharmapalas, and guardians of the teachings.
I request you, who are in the nature of compassion, to appear.
Come to this offering site.
Place your radiant feet
firmly upon its elegant throne.
Amidst the ocean clouds of outer
inner
grant us who are striving for supreme realization.
Please shower me with your eight blessings and your entourage for this feast. Purified by samadhi, mantra, and mudra. Innocent delights. Imaho, please shower me with your great attainments. To the host of the three precious jewels, I offer this vast feast, purified by samadhi, mantra, and mudra. Imaho. And these magnificent delights. Hey Mahu, please share me with your holy Dharma. Tini and Dharma protectors, offer this vast feast, blessed by samadhi, mantra, and mudra. Mahu. Hey Mahu, please share me with your ladies and lectures. Host of all sentient beings, offer this vast feast, blessed by samadhi, mantra, and mudra. writes, how the suffering and ordinary perceptions end. Could do it Tibetan, yeah.
Tibetan.
Yeah. Sometimes when people are passing out different songs or sang, we'll keep it simple today. So we'll do Mani mantra. It goes like this. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Padme Hum. Om Mani 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 Padme Hum. Padme Hum. Om Mani 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 Padme Hum. Tita.
Yeah.
Bon appetit. Yeah. This is very healthy soak. No candy. I got no candy. You got some candy. No, that's okay. No, that's okay. No candy's okay. No, I'm good. I'm just kidding. You did the right thing. Pumpkin bread? No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm perfect. Yeah. Little book on Shinee.
Oh, Shinee.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm? No. $10. Ask for a donation. They were sponsored, though, but if people want to make donation. It's okay to keep eating. I'll just say a few remarks, and then we'll finish with the singing to the Dakinis. This month, I wanted to make a really big ceremony, so I appreciate all you staying here for a long time. This is actually a very short Gana Chakra silk offering, usually 4 hours. we're initiating the garden project this week. There's an exhibit in the corner of the mandala there. The garden represents our interdependence and our meditation practice of cultivating our Buddha nature and expressing it. Flowers are the expression, right? The Buddhas and Bodhisattvas sit on flowers on a lotus and moon seat. So please take a look at what we call the Sacred Ground Tara Garden Project. The Gompa, the temple, for me, arises out of a flower. Also, I completed, with a lot of help, a short booklet called Loving Embodied Presence. A guide for middle way meditation, a short guide on Shinee or tranquility meditation, how to get started. I'm very grateful that the Wadsworth sponsored this printing, but also if you'd like a copy, we'd appreciate a donation too. So, That would be really helpful. All your donations go back into helping with the preparations of our next books. Dan is helping me with these books, booklets. So what's our next title, Dana? Yeah, so catchy title, meditation. Many of the texts, meditation texts and Dharma teachers in America, they're for meditators, so basically everything's going great. the meditation, particularly in Tantra and Vajrayana, is for the most difficult of times, for dealing with the most difficult traumas of samsara. So we're willing to actually talk about that and work with it. So... that's going to be our next booklet. And then what's the one after that, Dana? Dana, what's after trauma? Having a good time? How to play. Yeah, how to play. Yeah. So overall the books will be called Loving Embodied Presence. Something like that. Then... So some people may be inspired to stay, and December 3rd is going to be the start of a book club. So we'll see if we have time for that. Some of us have been reading a novel that deals with intersection of different realities, right? What would you call it, Harriet?
I like that. The description of
yeah, what is the character? What is the person exactly? So, Lion's Roar and Donadage Temple and Zana Bazaar Temple and all the Dharma activities of our teachers and friends are with us here today. So, when we finish the soul covering, you believe that everyone is also participating with you, right? Your relatives and friends from the past and your from the future too, all times. Are here at the same time. Should we start? Should we? Okay.
There's a little.
Yes, you can. You can do it.
There's a little tune that goes with the next section that we're going to do. Yeah, and she can sing. I can't. In bold, you see it says, a la la, la la ho, ha hi ya ha, ha ra li ho.
La la ho, ahi ah 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 ali ho.
So that's what we'll say when we get to that part in each one of these. Boom.
Okay. Oh, transcendent ones, heroes, yoginis, dakas and dakinis, all of you, hear my prayer. Rukha, delighting in supreme bliss. Nainis. La 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 ho, la 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 ho. Heroes, yoginis, dakas and dakinis, all of you, hear my prayer. Mind ecstatic with great bliss, body in passionate dance, I offer to hosts of yoginis the play of great bliss in the mudra lotus. Transcended ones, heroes, yoginis, dakas and dakinis, all of you, hear my prayer. Oh, enchanting and peaceful dancer, joyful protector and dakini host, please come before me to bless me, grant me spontaneous great bliss. La 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 la. Look on with love and accomplish all good deeds. Oh, transcendent ones, heroes, yoginis, dakas and dakinis, all of you, hear my prayer. You whose very nature is great bliss, freedom, never say one attains freedom in a single life by abandoning great bliss for ascetic ordeals. Great bliss is found in the supreme lotus, in the perfect lotus with six lines. La 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 la. Oh, transcendent ones, heroes, yoginis, dakas and dakinis, all of you, hear my prayer. As a lotus arises out of the mud, the great bliss of the supreme yogini's lotus is born from attachment, yet untainted by it. May it swiftly free me from samsara's change. La 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 la.
Look on with love and accomplish all good deeds.
transcendent ones, hearers, yoginis, dakas and dakinis, all of you, hear my prayer. The swarms of bees dream deeply from that hour. May I be blissfully satisfied with the taste of essence in the perfect lotus with six lines. La 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 ho, ha hi ha 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 hi ho. Taken appearances are purified in emptiness. Great nectar accomplished from exalted wisdom. Nectars for this vast feast, purified by samadhi, mantra, and om ahom. Enjoying these magnificent delights. Oh, remaining guests and retinues, please enjoy this feast for you. We all Dharma teachers and their families, and especially those practicing here, have health, longevity, and fortune, and attain our highest goals. You who keep the commandments, grant me attainment of the four activities of pacifying, growth, power, and wrath, as well as all the other accomplishments. Eliminate untimely death and sickness, spirits and obstructions. Bring an end to bad dreams, bad omens, and unfortunate actions. May the world be in peace and the year be good. May the world have prosperity and spiritual principles flourish. Every joy and happiness come to pass, and every wish be fulfilled. By the power of generosity, may I become Buddha for the sake of all sin. May all beings, unredeemed by Buddhas of the past, attain liberation through the offerings made here. Once again, set your radiant feet firmly at the center of the lotus of my heart. I come here. Names and wishes of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the three times end up holding the transmitted and realized Dharma. By the force of this merit, may I, throughout all of my lives, never be separated from the four wheels of the Mahayana. May I complete the paths of seeking freedom, Bodhi mind, wisdom, and the two stages of Vajrayana. As treasure of immediate and ultimate happiness, through the merit of samsara and nirvana, free of troubles from now on, enjoy the good fortune of magnificent delight. May the Dharma communities, the all-knowing Losang Drakpa, be filled with Sangha, yogis, and yoginis who strive purely, single-pointedly, to practice the three trainings so that the good fortune of Buddha's teachings may long endure. May we benefit others effortlessly through Losang Drakpa's blessing. Since childhood, I made requests to my Supreme Lama Yidam. May we have the good fortune of Losang Dorje Chang. May all our endowments swell like a summer lake. May we always take birth in faultless families. May we spend day and night with Losang's holy Dharma and enjoy the good fortune of magnificent delight. Through the merit we've collected and will collect from now until we attain enlightenment, may the good fortune of your holy form, incomparable Lama, remain in this world immutable as a diamond. Om Ahum. So, dedication. these virtuous actions and quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha, in all and the means without exception, into that another state. Ningho Bodhicitta, not arisen, rise and grow. Arisen, diminish, but increase more and more. The land of snow and snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. May the upholders of the teachings remain forever. May all migrators achieve happiness, and they may fulfill all their temporary and ultimate goals. For those people that can stay and want to, I think we're going to have a kata offering line for a greeting. For those people that need to go home, it's good to see you all. Go with blissful awareness. But we'll have traditional at the end of a soga offering to have like just offer kata and greeting. But for those that need to leave, enjoy blissful awareness, please. Om Mahong. Thank you.